It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HPR1 stations on Fridays and then online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Every week on All Things Considered, we use Helping Hand to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and to people and animals who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we have Special Olympics joining us. And this is an organization founded on a belief that people with intellectual disabilities of all ages can, with proper instruction and encouragement, learn, enjoy, benefit from participation in individual and team sports, adapt it as necessary to meet their needs, and some physical limitations. We will hear about this fundraising and awareness raising event. Usually, we always hear about the fall rappel that they have off of a hotel to raise money for their programs. This is their polar plunge, and we've heard about it before, and it's coming up Saturday, April 6th. 9 to noon, Waterfront Plaza lawn fronting Ala Moana Boulevard. And we'll learn more about this chilly way to support Special Olympics with their Director of Development, Tracy Bender, from Special Olympics Hawaii, returning to Helping Hand. Thanks, Tracy. Good to see you.
Good to see you. I always feel so at home when I'm here.
And it's always much more like a home when we have a guest like yourself here. So before we hear about this chilly way to support your programs, let's hear some of the programs. So the different programs for specific ages, that kind of thing.
Sure. So Special Olympics Hawaii spans all ages. We start with a program we call the Young Athletes Program, and it's for toddlers 2.5 to 5. And we teach pre-sport skills, work on their motor skills, large and small. And what's really great about this program, Dave, is it's an inclusionary program. So if I'm a mom and I have a child with an intellectual disability that I want to bring to this program, I can bring brother or sister or even cousin or neighbor to join this program. That cousin or neighbor, brother, sister will benefit just as much with all the activities. But then what we're doing is we're starting that idea of inclusion.
Right.
We're more alike than different at a really early age. And it's also a great program for parents who might wonder what the future holds for their child and what they will or will not be able to do in the realm of physical activity and sports. And then this kind of opens their eyes to see that they can really do anything, whatever everyone else is doing with the Special Olympics program. So that's called our Young Athletes Program. From there, you can graduate to something we call our Future Stars Program, which is for 6 to 7 year olds. And in the Future Stars Program, you're going to still learn sports skills, but you're going to do individual skills. So if you're in basketball, you're going to do dribbling. You're going to learn to shoot and pass. And when you come to a competition, rather than play on a basketball team and compete with a team, you're just doing individual skill competition against other individuals there, trying to see, you know, how your skills hold up.
Right.
And all of that is getting you prepared for when you're 8 years old. Now you're going to join the competitive realm of Special Olympics, which is what most people see out there that we do. And so that's our competition age, starts at 8. And then the really great thing, Dave, you know this, there's no maximum age. So we have many, many seniors, actually, that participate in Special Olympics still, that travel from the neighbor islands and really look forward to participating.
And the names of the different sports that you guys have?
So we have 9 competitive sports, and they are basketball, bowling, bocce, swimming, softball, soccer. We have track and field, we have flag football, and my very favorite one to share because it surprises people, we have powerlifting.
Mm.
And then those are all our competitive sports. We do have one more sport, which is a demonstration sport, and that is golf, which takes place on the Big Island.
And the you were talking about how if parents want to bring children along with their kids who do not have intellectual disabilities as a way to begin that inclusionary process at a young age. That sort of continues with other programs you've got. You've got Unified Sports, Project Unify. Give a plug for how that works, because I bet there are many adults listening who don't realize that people who do not have intellectual disabilities have huge opportunities to play on teams with people who do.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. So it is called our Unified Sports Program, and it's exactly that. It's when people with and without intellectual disabilities train and compete in the actual sport. So we have unified track and field, unified softball, unified basketball, unified bocce, and unified bowling. So we always make a joke about you can relive your glory days and come out and be a part of a softball team or a basketball team. And we have different ages, you know, for different teams for different ages, because obviously you're going to participate with people that are about your same age.
Right.
And so that's called our Unified Sports Program. One thing I like to mention always is that Special Olympics, our athletes really train. And so Special Olympics is not something where like a flyer comes home and the parent takes their pencil and marks it down on the calendar and says, this is the day we go to Special Olympics. It doesn't work that way. You're an athlete and you're going to train and compete. You have practices twice or two or three times a week. And our athletes are required to do 8 weeks of training to come to our area games and our state games. So as a unified partner, a person without an intellectual disability, how fun is that, that you can pencil that into your calendar to play practice softball every Wednesday night or every Friday night, and have that opportunity to not only be a part of the actual sport that you're doing, but being a part of that whole atmosphere of being part of Special Olympics, coming to opening ceremonies, being a part of the when you receive your awards and all of that. Really, we find our unified partners gain so much out of that. Unified Champion Schools is the new name today for Project Unify. So when we first started, when I first started to come to speak to you, it used to be called Project Unify. I think that people, Special Olympics Incorporated, our national office, wanted to get the word project out, because this is not a project. It's a movement, and it's something that will continue to grow. So it's now called Unified Champion Schools, where we go out into the community. We encourage school administrators to make a commitment to give their special education and general education students a chance to interact in school. So we're not talking about academic inclusion. We're not the academic realm. We're more of the side, the social and the recreational side, where we would maybe give them an example of, could you put together a friends club or a Unified Champion Schools Club, where students from special education and general education will be a part of this club, have lunch together, do activities together. And our ultimate goal is to get the school to say, hey, you know what, this is so beneficial, we're going to actually put together a team. So we're going to actually have a flag football team of students, special education, general education students. We're going to practice after school, and then we're going to come to a Special Olympics competition, represent our high school at the area level and the state level. And we actually have quite a few schools doing that. We have 42 schools in the state.
So that's a lot of inclusion that this whole program is about, and that's one more aspect of it right there. And so the way that this is funded, you guys, in addition to your fundraisers, how else do you guys get funds?
Yes, we have a grant writer that writes grants for us, of course. And then we get a little bit of money for the Unified Champion Schools from the United States Department of Education. So there's big backing for this whole movement of Unified Champion Schools. And of course, we have to rely on our corporate donors, locally, to help us fund our state games. Like, all of our programs, all of our competitions are free of charge to our athletes. And when you really try to think about that, we're on the neighbor islands, and the cost that would take to bring the neighbor island athletes here, plane ride, housing, meals, all of those things, we don't charge them. It's all completely free, and that is because of the funding we receive.
And so a way to support all of this is this Polar Plunge. Excuse me. So a way to support all this is this Polar Plunge. It's coming up 10th annual Saturday, April 6th, 9 to noon, Waterfront Plaza, fronting Ala Moana Boulevard. So explain what this is and what people need to know if they want to participate and help you guys.
All right, so you should be, just like Dave Lawrence is a thrill seeker when he goes over the side of the building for a Special Olympics, he challenges himself. This is another fundraiser where we ask people in the community to challenge themselves to plunge into a pool of ice cold water. So we want to make it fun for you. What we do is we have a humongous inflatable water slide, tandem water slide, so you can do it with a friend next to you. It's 36 feet high. 95 feet long, and it really takes up the front lawn of Waterfront Plaza. A lot of people know that still as Restaurant Row. They call it Restaurant Row. And so we have you slide down into the bottom of the pool. The bottom of the slide is a pool of water, and in that water is ice that we have 11 tons of ice, and we have our volunteers keep shoveling ice in there and making sure it's nice and cold so you can challenge yourself to take the plunge for our local athletes. As we like to say, our athletes are challenged on a daily basis and they overcome their challenges. So can you out there decide to support Special Olympics, overcome your challenges, and take the commitment to take the plunge?
And so people raise funds by, people will kind of sponsor you or back you. Explain how people would then capitalize on this to get people to support their individual effort. And then also, similarly, people can support your effort as a whole by either donating products that you might need to help support the event, or by bankrolling your ability to buy those things.
Yes, absolutely right. So this fundraiser's really fun, really a great opportunity for team building, whether it be your office, your corporate business, church group, sports team, you know, even within your family. The minimum fundraising for adults is $100, and for students, it's $50. So students can be elementary to college age, and all you would do is register for the event on our website, which is sohawaii.org. When you register, you'll be given a fundraising link. So similar to GoFundMe, many people know what GoFundMe is. Once you receive that fundraising link, you do have the ability to put in your own personal pictures, your own personal story. Dave Lawrence is a master at personalizing his fundraising page. He does so well for our Over the Edge event. So you can personalize that information. When you have your link ready, you simply email it or put it on your social media to all your family and friends. And as we say in Hawaii, we have so many aunties and uncles. Everyone's our auntie and uncle, and everybody wants to support you, support Special Olympics Hawaii. You will raise $100 in, you know, a very short amount of time, mm-hmm. and exceed that $100 fundraising minimum, which we would like to see that happen. So very easy and very attainable. So we hope people do that.
And then in terms of larger companies or other support that you need for that event, in terms of like just drinks, other products.
Yes. Yeah. So we always need, of course, meals, drinks, snacks. People can donate those items if they contact us, or if they want to, as Dave said, do bankroll or want to give us a check to do that. Now, we do have sponsorships for this particular event, and with the sponsorships comes benefits, for instance, logo and marketing opportunities. So that's a possibility as well. And Hawaiian Telcom is one of our sponsors for this particular event. They've been with us for a couple years, and we really appreciate that. Thank you for bringing that up,
Dave. Yeah, you're welcome. And so here's how to find out more about getting yourself involved or finding out some particulars of ways you can support them. SOHawaii.org is the website where you can learn much more about this event, other events, and all the programs that they offer. You can give them a buzz to sign up for this or to learn more on the phone, 808-695-3528. On the contact page at their website, you'll find a list of emails to reach specific portions of the Special Olympics operation if you have a specific need or question or curiosity and you want it answered that way. It is their 10th annual Polar Plunge, Saturday, April 6th, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Waterfront Plaza Lawn, fronting Ala Moana Boulevard. And we've been hearing about it from Special Olympics Hawaii Director of Development, Tracy Bender, who is our guest today on Helping Hand. Wishing you a whole lot of luck and success on this thing, and certainly on behalf of all the folks that you guys help out and that you inspire with opportunities to volunteer and support your operations and do good things like that throughout the year. Thanks for doing what you're doing. It is an inspiring mission.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.